Arabic, the mother of all languages. Besides the gift of mastery of Arabic, which the promised Messiah was granted by God, he also had insight through divine grace into a unique characteristic of the Arabic language, namely that Arabic is the mother of all languages. This was a great and amazing discovery. European scholars, after laborious investigations, pointed to either Sanskrit or Pahlavi as the mother of languages. Some scholars thought that the original language had vanished altogether and that the earliest known languages, Sanskrit and Pahlavi, were branches of this original but extinct language. Arab scholars were not aware of the unique character of their own language. Even they, in deference to European scholars, looked for the most original language among languages other than their own. While scholars groped for the first human language, the promised Messiah had divine insight into the subject. He was told that Arabic was the mother of all languages. It was a strange discovery. After reflection on the Holy Quran, however, it soon became clear that the discovery was in accord with the teaching of the Holy Quran, for one good reason: that the Holy Quran is a revelation for the entire world. By rights, the language of this revelation should have been the language of all mankind. Only the first language, the original of all the subsequent languages which evolved out of it, could be described as the language of all mankind. The Holy Quran teaches that a prophet is spoken to by God in the language of those whom he has to address. Thus, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ. And we have not sent any messenger except with the language of his people. The Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, was a prophet to all mankind. By rights, therefore, the revealed guidance he received from God should have been in the universal language of man. Only the first language which man spoke could be described as the language of man. As divine revelation descended on the Holy Prophet in Arabic, Arabic must be the first language of man, the mother of all languages. As proof of the truth of this discovery, Hazrat Mirza Sahib, through the special grace of God, laid down general principles by which a relatively original language could be distinguished from a relatively derived one. On the basis of these principles, he was able to say that Arabic was the mother of all languages, the language revealed by God to man, the language from which the many languages of the world grew as branches from a stem. No other language satisfies the criteria of ultimate origin. Hazrat Mirza Sahib planned to write a book on the subject. Unfortunately, this could not be completed. However, it contains a statement of general principles which can be worked out in detail and the whole subject expounded in a suitable manner. God willing, I have a mind to work on the principles and hints which the promised Messiah's unfinished work contains, and to write a systematic account of the origin of languages. In my account, I should like to provide detailed proof of this important discovery by the promised Messiah. I should also like to use, with due criticism, the principles laid down by European experts in the science of languages. And there is no help except what comes from Allah. His discovery will, however, remain unparalleled in the history of Arabic studies and will prove a landmark in the new view of Islam, which the world is certain to adopt in the future. The discovery will bring added strength to Islam. Besides these intellectual gifts which the promised Messiah received so abundantly from God, he also received those spiritual gifts which are the special prerogative of prophets. He invited others to match their intellectual powers with his God-given powers, but nobody accepted the invitation. As I have said, Hazrat Mirza Sahib was a teacher of no new religion or law. In fulfillment of ancient prophecies, he came only to serve and propagate the religion of the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God. To explain and to extend in the world a knowledge of the Holy Quran was his mission and message. After the Holy Quran, no new spiritual knowledge can descend from heaven. All knowledge which man needs for his moral and spiritual advancement is contained in this, the last book of God. After the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, there can be no new teacher or instructor for mankind. Whoever rises to teach and to instruct must draw on knowledge already imparted by the Holy Prophet. Such a teacher can be a restorer of forgotten treasures, nothing more. His function is to recover or renew, not to create or invent. A revelation of the promised Messiah says, "Kullu barakatim min Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatabaraka man 'allama wa ta'allam." All blessings are from Muhammad, blessings of God be on him and his peace. Therefore, blessed is he who taught, and blessed is he who learnt. The revelation describes the relation between the Holy Prophet and the promised Messiah, the master and the disciple.